Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Welcome y'all to another week, man. Welcome y'all to another week. Let's see here. Man, y'all wasn't there, man. Had a wonderful time this weekend at the Hell at the Dell. See if I can get promoted himself to get on here and thank everybody and do his due diligence. Anybody else, man, we got any other upcoming events or announcements y'all want to make, press the one button. I know we got the radio roundup this weekend in Dallas and Big Jake the week after that. But, yeah, anybody, man, if y'all got any upcoming events, announcements, anything, come on, press the one button. I'm going to have Mr. Rogers, I guess, whenever he come on with the come on and let everybody know about the Hell at the Dell and do his part. And later on in the show, man, we got old Cyrus on here. He going to give his official bad report of the week for Hell at the Dell. We're going to do that a little later probably, though. But let's see. Come on in here, Mr. Rogers. Your mic high.
Hey, what's going on, Pete? You can hear me good? I'm a truck, but I don't have my headphones in. You can hear me good?
Yeah. I can hear you. Put your seatbelt on there.
Okay.
What's going on,
man?
What's going on this evening,
I don't
man?
Know, man. Feel like I was in Seaman Lounge for a minute there, man. You know, with all that old school music, man. I kind of was, you know, I was jamming to myself.
Yeah, man. I was going to play one more, man. You know, it was a little light in here, so I was trying to give everybody time.
Oh, the light. Oh, you know, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was a little light, so I was trying to give everybody time to get on in here and get in here, you know.
Yeah.
Primed
okay.
up, man. Before you come on, you know, I don't want nobody to.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody like Lil Larry to come in at the last minute talking about what happened and all that. You know, because they wasn't listening or paying attention, you know, so.
Yeah,
give
I know.
Give everybody
how
a little time,
be.
Man.
Nah,
get
but
on
man,
in the show. Let me see.
Well,
you want to go ahead? Or let me get Larry in right
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I'm going to say, man, I mean, that's up to you. Okay, I will wait. It's up to you. I mean, you know, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
let me get Larry in right quick. Hold on. All right.
Wait, did
come
I
on,
hear
Larry.
My name in some book? Did I hear my name in some bullshit? What's up? What's happening?
Yeah, we're
just
making sure you're checking
in,
man.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you and that other hot dog over there talking some bullshit. Yeah, I'm just making sure.
While we got you on in, before K-Dog do his due diligence, man, how did you enjoy the Hell at the Dell this weekend, man?
You want me to tell the truth or you want me to lie?
Man, we want you to tell the truth. We don't want you to lie.
Man, to be honest, I had a hell of a time, man. That was lovely, man. Yeah, you cocksucker. You thought I was going to say some wrong shit, huh? I love it when the players come together. Well, then I stood up on your back, didn't it?
You sure did. Trying to say, oh, Lord, here you come.
No, man, it was lovely, man. It was all good love there, man. It wasn't number racing. Wasn't no downtime. We had to wait. They ran through prepping the track. Man, it can't ask for nothing no better. Got fucked up, though. Troy got ran over. And then I lost on that one. And Miss Graham, I don't know. We're going to see what she going to do. She's put on a little old show. And everybody did their thing, man. No, I just had to throw them two names out there because I know it'd be some, you know.
Yeah.
Man, what's all that little merch in the bag, man? I don't like that.
Man, long, hey, man, as long as you enjoyed yourself and you went home broke, that mean there was a lot of gambling going on there.
Nah, I wasn't supposed to go home like that, though. I ain't going to lie to you. Nah, I ain't going to lie to
hey,
you.
Hey, you going to go home? Hey, either you was going to go home with nothing or you was going to go home with a pocket full of cash. He was one or the other.
Well, I had a little few left over, so I was all right. For the most part, man, I had a lovely time. I ain't bullshit. Boy, to open up at 8 o'clock in the morning, it was jammed down, man. So I think we pulled up in that boy about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It was already jammed down. So, yeah, but other than that, man, for the most part, it was lovely. But, what's
yeah,
the word,
I mean,
yeah,
I I'm just going to thank, I mean, I don't know who on here and who not, but I want to thank each and every one that came down, you know, had a little fun with us this weekend, participated or raced the cars or watched or spectate or whatever you did. I appreciate it all, man. You know, it was looking a little grim for us at first for the weather and all that, but thank God everything got right and, you know, we went on with the go-ahead and everybody, you know, seemed like everybody had fun. I hadn't heard a bad review yet, so which is good. You know, it's always good. You know what I mean? We aim to please and seem like we pleased them this weekend. So, you know, it's all the way up from here as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have that many gangsters because I guess a lot of folks looking at the weather thinking, you know, it's going to be too fast for a small child. But, man, if they go back and watch them live feeds, they don't even, their stigma, like the track don't hook and all that, they can kill that. They can throw that clean out the window. So they were breaking rings and personal best times and all this other stuff. So they can kill that, even that on hook stuff. That's gone. You know what I mean? But, yeah, overall, man, we had a good time. I appreciate everybody coming to see me. I want to give a special shout-out to Ethan. I don't know if he's on the phone yet or not, but he came down and hollered at me and kicked it. And I didn't even know who he was at first. He was at my truck trying to get a T-shirt for my daughter. And I had to get some change. I still didn't know. I mean, I talked to him on the phone every other day, and I didn't know who he was in person. I said, okay, I'll be right back. And when I came back, he was talking to Troy. And Troy like, man, you know that? I said, nah. He said, that's Ethan. I said, oh, man, I heard him talk. I said, well, damn, this is you. He said, yeah, man, I ain't think you recognize me. I just let you go with it. I said, well, damn, either you going to let me just go like I didn't even know you or whatever. So we was cool. And like I said, I appreciate him making that journey, man. That meant a lot to him to see him over there, you know, having fun. And, you know, my boy's going to always be there, so I don't have that to worry about. But him coming from Dallas without a car just to watch, you know, it mean a lot to me. So I appreciate him and everybody who came, you know, no matter who. If I didn't get a chance to speak to you, I was a little busy. They had me on the mic. They had me doing this, that, and the other. So that's what it is. And look for us in the summer. It's not going to be a Hell at the Dell, but we're going to have a grudge event in the summer at Evadell, you know, with Radio Ties. I don't have a date yet, but it's coming. So we're going to do something like a little, you know, mid-year something just to, you know, keep the momentum going and let everybody know this track going to work and will work. And we're going to be some grudge action over there. So, you know, get ready, get your man. And we're going to probably start it off with some of the cars in our camp looking to race some other people, whether it be from Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, what have you. We're going to have that over there, too. So, you know, we're going to, like I said, it's up from here. That's all I can say. It's up from here. And y'all just keep following us. We're going to try to keep going and everything be better and get better. Man, I appreciate everybody once again, man. And the winners
for
every event. Huh?
Yay for the retarded kid.
Well, Troy can help out better, man. You know, I'm not good at all this speaking, man. With Troy, he can come in with the fired up conversation. Huh?
Come on,
that's what I got.
Well, come on, tell us your winners, man. Do you got your winners? You got your winners of the classes in front of you?
Okay, well, let's see. So it's not in no particular order because you know I'm banned off Facebook. Let me go back to my notes. They done banned me off Facebook. Okay. For our four-car Hell at the Dell boosted, it was an all-turbo car shootout. Four-car shootout, all-turbo car. We got Jason Jagno out of Westlake, Louisiana. No, Lake Charles, I'm sorry. Lake Charles, Louisiana, with the black S10 hate train. He won the four-car shootout. Scotty Crook with the, about the 91, 8, 90 model. The Crook boys with that Camaro. They won Troy's hit list. And in the Gangsta 28, Eric Stubbs won. You know, they had that many cars, but Eric Stubbs came out there with that pretty Mustang, man, and put everybody on the trail, and he went on with the prize. And 7-0, we had, let me see what this guy's name is. He's from Louisiana also. JP got me on the spot. 7-0, we had Mr. Chris, I can't pronounce his last name, H-U-E-S-E-R-S, Hoosiers, Hazers, I don't know. But he won 580. And 7-0 was another Louisiana guy with the Mopar. I'm trying to think of his name. Hold on, let me scan through. Oh, okay. Here we go. Mr. Steve Whitfield in the 7-0. He won the 7-0 money. And we advertised 15 grudge races, P. We got 12 grudge races off. And we had We had five or six that canceled, car broke maybe or whatever. But we still got 12 grudge races. We had grudge races that came up at the race. So man, it was back to back action, man. We had fun. We're gonna continue to ride the wave, man. And you know, I don't have and Chino, you know, he had a grudge race over there, man. And that's, to me, that was the grudge race of the night. He gave another big tire car, they said top sportsman car. He gave him the back tire and went around him up top. So to me, that was the grudge race of the night. You know, we had 12 confirmed grudge races. And we had fun.
Yeah, man. It definitely was a good time, man. Hey, everything ran smoothly. Everything got done. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better day, man. The weather ended up turning out pretty, man, but when it fell dark, it got cold.
Yeah.
It got cold.
Yeah, it did.
It definitely shit. The track was there. It can't nobody say the track was there. The track was there, man. Everybody was running.
The track's
going to
be there.
Definitely was a good
from
time.
Now on. I'm going to stand on it. The track's going to be there from now on. I'm going to stand on it. My event. The track is going to be there. So, you know, I'm standing on it. I know that's a big pill to Brazil, but I'm going to stand on it. It's going to be the we found the sweet spot now. We locked it in. Shit.
All right, good deal. So, man, I guess everybody,
hey,
man.
Hey, JP, hey, I got a question.
I appreciate all the hold on. All right, hold on. Hey, I appreciate all the, man, all the media people that came, man.
Yeah.
It was so many media people, man. I don't know where everybody was from. I know Forever Grudge came. You know, our regulars, Cam and Josh. Man, we had some, I think some of the guys from Dallas. I don't even know where all the guys were from personally, but, man, hey, I want to thank y'all, man, because there was a lot of pictures and videos that been shared, man, some good pictures and stuff, man. Wiz, man, a bunch of people, man. Like I said, a bunch of them I don't even know. I've been seeing them all on the Hill of the Dale page that was there. But, man, thank y'all, too, man, because, y'all, hey, that's what really makes the memories and even all the good videos them guys putting together and steady dropping on the event,
yeah,
man. So
and
I appreciate
and those,
all
and
that
those guys love it, too. Those guys from this end love it, man. They're not used to having that kind of exposure. So definitely we'll have them back if they want to come. We'll have them back in there because, you know, it's only for the good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Laro, what you got, Laro? What question you got to ask, man?
Oh, man, I was trying to find out who the hell was on that damn mic because they didn't know what the hell they were doing, what they were talking about, what grudge races were coming out. Who was that on that mic, JP?
Hey, man, this
we
is my MC
Fatback. We need to give him some mic, man.
We call him MC Fatback, man. That was his first. It's MC Fatback. That's his first event. Get a man time, man. He's an up-and-coming rapper. He's an up-and-coming rapper. So you give him time, man.
Well, we're going to put his
hey,
ass back in the room so he can goddamn me practice. Huh?
Hey, Laro, all I know is he ain't never break a sweat, and he kept his glasses on the whole time trying to be cool, so.
Yeah, MC Fatback, man. That's his motto. Never
let him
call his ass
MC Hot Dog.
Hey, but it definitely, hey, he definitely had it hyped up, though, boy. He definitely had it hyped up, man. Pick one and ride. That shit. It was good, man. It was good to see everybody out there with their cars. Man, that goddamn four-car turbo shootout was one that I liked, especially them two trucks, you know. Both of them new builds, you know, probably had about the same amount of passes on both of them, man. I think that was one of my highlights of the night, that four-car shootout there, man. That was definitely a good one.
Yeah.
That definitely was a good one, man.
Yeah, definitely
and
it was,
came down
man.
To the two local guys for to the track, you know, and hey, they both hit the ties and shit. After they hit them, they got to fight.
Yeah, they went to digging, man.
Yeah, they got to fight, man. They came down through the. Hey, anybody else? Let me see. Troy, if you don't hear Troy, come on, press the one button, man, and do your hyped up version of everything. No, I know he on here. Unless he's still at work or something.
He probably ain't got no hyped up version.
He did, huh?
Yeah, he did.
He did, man. All right, man. Hey, man. Again, man. Thank you, everybody. I guess, man. Hey, now that you've made an announcement, something about a summer, a summertime thing, I can't wait to see what's brewing and what's gonna happen. Shit, that'll definitely give us a little more something to do, and bring a little more spice to Evadale. Well, they can really see that. They can really see how it go down and how we party and how you can just hang out and race all night. Cause one thing about it, ain't no damn curfew over there. So, shoot,
no, definitely
good
not.
Weather at night. They definitely could get their man all night. But let's see, man, ain't nobody else. Troy in the bushes on me. Well, how about this? Let's see.
If you ain't got one, JP, I'm gonna bring up one of our backline topics whenever you get a chance. I'm seeing if we can pull some of these drivers and get them on the mic.
Sorry, is this you?
Yeah, what's up, JP? I'm gonna get a bad report, but I'm still driving, and I want to make sure the bad report is heard loud and clear. But I just want to say, man, hey, thank you. Thank you, MC Wideback. I appreciate it, baby. That was the operation.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Cyril.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we had a good goddamn time, man. Hey, y'all gave shout-outs to everybody, but, man, shout-out to the dude that made the gumbo, man. He made sure everybody got a bowl left, man. You know what I mean? Shout-out to Mike Dillon on the pit. He made sure everybody ate. You know what I mean? You know,
man, Mike burned up all kind of shit.
That's all right. It tastes good when you're drunk. Hey, I'm going on memory. Yeah. I'll be right back with the battle report.
All right. Shout out to the cooks, man. Shout out to me. People made everybody, made my boy Rod, man, Biscuit. I call him Biscuit. My boy cook up a storm, man. They thought you was the only cook around here. They don't know, man.
They don't know, man. Gumbo definitely was good. Shit. Gumbo definitely was good. Hell, like you say, your highlight of that was when the little kid came back asking for some more.
Sure made me feel real good. I ain't going to lie. It made me feel better than the people coming in the race, man. That little man came up there and said, man, can I have some more? And, you know, he could have lied and said he didn't get y'all back in line. He got in line, got to his front. He said, can I have some more? He didn't say, let me get a bowl. So he was like, man, get that man some more. He acted so nicely and calmly. Jeez. Yeah, that was good, man.
You know it was good, man. When you had people walking away. And coming back, getting in line, not saying nothing, like we ain't just seen them there 2 seconds ago, coming back trying to get another one.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shoot it. It's y'all
hey,
going
man, put
quick,
that man.
Down, man.
Put them shots over here, man.
Johnny, you're
going
mute, huh?
Yes, sir. I don't know, Cyrus. You ready to get your bad report?
Yeah, man, I don't know if y'all hear that noise in the background. Can y'all hear me clear?
We can hear you clear. You want to go on and give your official bear report for the event, man. Go on and give your bear report,
all
man.
Right,
then you can go
right.
back on mute
okay.
and back
all
to
right.
work.
All right. Okay, here's the official bear report. Man, the bear, I got to say something before I let y'all know who the bear is. There was a lot of talk about this.
Take your time.
Yeah, it was a lot of talk about this guy here. They were talking about, man, we go do this, we go do that, we go do this when we get down there. And, man, they took care of their business. So the Bear, I got to give it to Tino and his team, man. They came down there, took care of their business. They put on a hell of a show, and they were calling out the track. They really did. Okay. Now, the Cubs, I got to give it to my man, Trouble Troy, man. The man got grunge racing, took care of his business, and I believe he won them all, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all.
He lost
okay.
one on my money.
He lost one. He lost one.
He got his skin up.
He lost one. He lost one, but he got out there. And that motherfucker was rolling. All right. Most impressive.
Saro, you ain't about to play that for us, Saro.
No, that motherfucker rolling. Fuck that. The most impressive. I got to give it to Miss Graham. Miss Graham. Hey, K-Dawg. Hey, man, y'all got that motherfucker looking beautiful. I ain't going to take
you
on the back line. Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I got to give him his grand most impressive. The drive
for
the
week. Thank you, man.
Man, that guy with that A-Train. What is that, an S-10?
Yeah, Jason Jagno. His name is Jason Jagno.
Jason Jagno. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. The drive of the week, man. Hey, man, that man drove. And to me, I know Tino, that was a good race he gave that guy the back time came around. But to me, them two S10s, them two turbos, that white one was called Havoc, wasn't it?
Havoc and A-Train.
Man, look at him, man. Them boys went at it. And I'm talking about they got out of it. I think they fucking tired a little bit. And, man, they went down in there, man. So, to me, that was the race of the week, fellas.
That's your call. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, if y'all wasn't there, man, y'all missed a hell of a race. Man, that track, it got cold. And, man, that track was still out. Shit, I went and laid down and tried to get warm. And, man, I kept seeing cars go down the track. I'm like, God damn, when the track don't go away? They talk about y'all need to come on before it go away. That motherfucker never went away, man. So, man, take it out. You took care of your business, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing this race in the summertime. We will be there, man. Cocked and ready.
I appreciate it, Cyro. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Larry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shout out to Larry. He got his head knocked off, but I rolled with him all the way back. And I had him smiling. I was trying to keep his mind off of it. You know what I mean? Everywhere we stop, I say, Larry, you okay? You need something?
No, no, you did your bad report. You can ask now.
Right.
God damn.
My bad.
Yes, sir. So we got Tino Ho is the official Bear of the Week, man.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Let's see, man.
832-8123. Hey, that was a hell of a report, Cyro. That was a hell of a report. I don't think you did no wrong with that. I agree with all of that. I agree 100%.
Might have started some shit now. Let's see. Who this is? 832-8123. Who we got?
Oh, man, I'm just here for the comments.
Oh, man, that man ain't gonna start nothing. That man don't want nothing.
All right, then.
Jay Rock.
Nobody better not get out of line. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we'll just go on
What's
mute. Go on mute
Jay
until
Rock?
Somebody do.
Get control early, Pete. You know how he go.
Yeah. 346-8784. Your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, appreciate it, man. It's Street Sweeper. I'm just letting you know I'm listening in tonight, and congratulations to all the success at the event at Hell at the Dell. And my birthday was that same day, and I had a special visit for my daughter, so I wasn't gonna be able to make it. You know what I'm saying? But again, I'm trying to get caught up on the videos, and I'm just trying. Chiming in, and it sounds like Lil Larry lost to Grudge Ray. Who he lost again?
No, Larry lost a fist full of money. That's what happened.
I lost my ass in Eva Day.
Oh, okay. It bees that way sometime, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Sweet.
No problem, man. I sure intended on coming out there, but, you know, baby girl had came by and shit, I wasn't going to miss that. So I appreciate
it. All good. No, I respect that. It's all good. I respect it, brother. I know you wouldn't. I know you love Rachel. So I know it wasn't enough. I appreciate you. Kind words, right, brother.
No problem.
All
yes, right. Sir. Yes, sir. Hopefully you enjoyed that old birthday of yours, man.
Yeah, I did. Oh, but one more thing, though. What did y'all do?
Yes.
What did y'all do to make Trouble Trump mad? What did y'all do? Because from the videos that I've seen thus far, okay. He opened up the wobble stand. And then in one video, his gram, when he do a drive-by, he busting at motherfuckers. So I say, whatever you mad at, Troy, calm it down, sir. Calm it down and just...
Hey, Street Sweeper, he gained a new name this weekend. They call him Mr. Wop Wop now.
Oh, Mr. Wop Wop, huh? Wop a lop a loop wop a lop a boo. God dang, that's exactly what happened when he did that drive by boo. I said, ooh, it was a god. I said, man, that's what they on the mission this weekend. And I know he tried to resist that waffle, but he went ahead and gave it to him. I know he tried. You can't tell me different. It wasn't intentional. He just said, fuck it, I'm going to give it to him anyway. Going back on me. I appreciate that entertainment.
For sure. Man. Let me see here. Well, come on, Larry, what you got, man? Come on with your topic, man. Everybody else... Everybody else got their hand up right now. You come on, get something started.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm coming to get on the backline top. I guess it's for the drivers or the cab, whoever. Do you prefer whoever you raising? If you gonna give them something, man, don't start, boy. Do you prefer giving them the moon or the back top?
Good topic.
So, question the topic of the night is. The topic of the night is: do you prefer to give the back tie or the move?
And why?
Any drivers. And why? I'll go ahead and why.
That's a good one.
Anybody? Goddamn, all these drivers I see in here, let me start going down and listen.
Do we got drivers on here that drive? Yo, go ahead.
We got some hands coming up. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Sweet Sweeper. I'm going to let you go first, sir. Go on.
This is my perspective. If I was a driver, I would prefer to get the back tie because the back tie, you know, you still got to generate that, you know, from a standstill, I'm thinking, just logically thinking, you got to generate some torque from a standstill. Versus if you're watching, it's the same thing as, you know, when you watch him move, he's already generating the torque with the move, and not to mention, you can steal a move, and goddamn, boy, when they steal a move on you, you dead in the water. That's just my opinion, but if I was a driver, I'd give you the back tie over the move, anything. But I'm going back on me.
Good report.
All right. Hold on, let me see. Got a couple hands up. Richard Jackson, your mic open. What you got? Richard, 832-6971.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I would have to say I would have to say the back tire because it's less to make up. I mean, it's kind of common sense.
All right.
Good report. I was thinking
less
that
too,
I heard something the other day, Richie. Yeah, I was thinking that too, Richie. I heard something else the other day, so, you know, maybe they'll come on and explain themselves. And it kind of makes sense the other way, too. So it's kind of if yin and the yang, really. But I'm with you. I would rather give a man the back tie any day of the week.
I always kind of figured the movement worth three, and the back tire, you got one. So, and you're leaving off the three, you're not leaving when they leave. So
yeah.
That's why I would say the back tire.
I wouldn't want to give a man.
Mr. Wop Wop. Your mic open. What you think about it?
Man, first and foremost, man, I'd like to thank everybody that came by and showed love. All the photographers, all the sponsors, Gary, Trank, everybody, man. Just want to say thank y'all. And special thanks to K-Dawg for letting me tag along with him with the hit list and all that good stuff. But
Family. Tag along.
Hey, but for as the topic of the day, I'm opposite. I like to get a move because I don't have to worry about nothing else but the move. I feel like when I get a back tie, I got to be on the tree. I got to do this. I got to do that. If I sleep at the light, then that person just got the back tie and the move. You know, that's just me. I got it. Just for the move. All I got to do is worry about the move. And the back tie, you never get the back tie back because you are not heads up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both can have the same reaction time. You never can make that back tie up. You see what I'm saying? At the move, if I steal the move, I feel like we're leaving heads up, so you ain't getting nothing but a half a call. I mean, that's just how I feel. But that's just me. I'm back.
Yeah, that was making sense, too. Y'all said that the other day, and I was wondering. I said, that do make sense, though, because you really gambling 2-1. One, you only worry about one thing, and the second one, you got to worry about two, because, like you say, he's already in front. And if he steal you on that, he already a car hit, and he moved. So you really in trouble. Or you go red light trying to make sure you stay and get in front of him. That did make sense, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Since I'm a rookie, I'd rather get your ass a goddamn back tie. I feel like I might have a better chance with that.
Yeah, I mean that's how
might
I
be
feel,
too.
Though.
Might be too much for a rookie driver to be trying to look at you move. Shit, I might watch you too long before I think to let the goddamn button go.
You got a good point. Moves ain't for rookies. You know, you don't know what to look at and how to look at. Yeah, you right. The move ain't for the rookies.
Yeah, so I would be both safer. I feel more comfortable giving you the back tie than giving you the move and shit. Especially not knowing what I'm looking at here. But then it was also brought up about that move situation. What is actually the move? Do you have to actually wait for the car to take off and break the beams? Or do the car just have to do flinch or anything to be considered the move?
Well, my opinion is if it's a flinch, that's a move. The other car is okay to take off. If that car flinch, that's just my opinion. You know, as a fan looking out.
So if he get on basically if he get on the trans brake and his car just rocked when he get on the trans brake after the tree done already dropped, then you can go.
If it's not a turbo, yeah. You know, the turbo gonna rock when it bump in, right? But once that what they say, that second bug drop, what three bugs, four bugs make a race?
I'm saying after the. But if you're giving somebody the move, we understand you got to wait till the light turn green. So I'm saying, like, after that light turned green, just say that man might wait till the light turned green before he get on his trans brake or whatever, and his car might decide to rock a little bit or something.
Boy, if he do that, money count. Money count. If he wait till that light go green before he get on the brake, money count.
If you're the driver, you're giving somebody the move. If you're looking at that tree, you're gonna be late. You don't look at the tree. I mean, I never look at the tree. If I give somebody the move, I'm not looking at that tree. I don't give a fuck what that tree does. Once I stage my car, I don't care. I'm watching the car next to me because you're watching body parts, see what moves on the car. You know, if you find a spot on the car, you look at that spot, and that car, if that car moves, that fender moves or whatever you're looking at moves, you go. I don't look at a tree. I don't wait for the tree to drop, then look over there next door because it could be gone. You're looking at the car. You're not looking at the tree. I mean, that's where I always learn. If you get somebody to move, don't look at the tree. I'm looking at the car next to me. And when that body part moves, I go. So he better not let that car rock, because if it lets it rock, I'm gone.
Good report. That's a good report.
Yeah, that's how I feel to any little movement.
Yeah, I mean, because if you look at the tree and the tree turned green, if he leave it on the tree, then you in trouble. You done gave way more than move. Because
King B,
you
Michael.
Oh,
I'm just here for the comments, that's all.
And then, you know, another factor is you got to look at the driver. Like, JP, you wear a horn device, correct?
Yeah,
like I wear a horn device, so I can't see. I don't like giving nobody the food because I couldn't turn my head to see that car. If you're wearing a horn device, you can't do that. So you're going to end up letting that car to the 60-foot before you see it because you can't turn your head enough to see the car beside you. You follow me? So that's a factor in that. A lot of people won't give somebody the move because if you're wearing the safety stuff like the horns, you can't turn your head enough to see the car beside you.
So what's the topic again, right quick, JP? I'm kind of lost here. I'm talking about
the first question that was asked was, as a driver, or camp, whatever, which would you prefer to give, the back tie or the move, and why?
Oh, I prefer to give you the back tie if I give you the move.
Why?
Why is that, King? Give us a reason.
Because I'd rather give you the back tie if I give you the move, because the simple fact is I'd rather still leave with the tree before I leave having to watch your car. You see what I'm saying? Because my eyes can play tricks on me. You see what I'm saying? And I may think your car moved, and I may move before your car. You see what I'm saying? And, shit, I'm going to lose because I left before you. And then, also, with that being said, shit, much of the driver get up there and try not to blink, shit, you may blink at the time that son of a bitch decide he want to leave, and that's all it may take. You know what I'm saying? For him to stay out in front. Shit, if we banking on the light, regardless if you, the back tire, shit, we both still leaving at the same time. And you know, you can have a 240 60 foot with the back tie, and I can have a 230 60 foot. Shit, when I let that button go, when that tree drop, shit, I'm gonna be laying dead on the side of your ass. Like, shit, the race just started. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna let you. I ain't trying to play catch up. That's one thing I ain't trying to do. I ain't trying to play catch up. You know what I'm saying? Now, you just a tad bit in front of me, and we both leaving at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm already giving you the back tire, but clearly I know that I got a little more than you. So, shit, I'm going to steal my back tire back. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you can be a bad driver over there with the back tire. I could be a hell of a driver, shit. And you may be sleeping on the back tire. So, shit, I can still get around you. But, shit, me giving your ass a break, Shit. I like any. I damn near like anybody who leaves hurt my damn self. So I damn sure ain't gonna give nobody the break. You know what I'm saying? And that's that.
Yeah. I mean, a good prime example of that was Hell of the Deal. Shit, two turbo cars, you know. They gave Nick them the move and shit. That fucking move put Nick there. Like they look like they jumped out probably by two cars or so with that fucking move.
Hell yeah, that move was bad
motherfucker. So that means they stole the move as well, right? So let me ask everybody.
I don't say everybody. For the drivers, or I'm not gonna say the drivers, but the drivers, you know, the people who race, even if you're a camp member, do y'all know how much you give up with the brake? How many tenths do you give up with the brake versus how much you give up with the back tire?
Really, you don't know how much you're giving up because you're guessing. Because what if he flinch and you let your button go? You ain't gave up nothing. So you can't
Okay, so my question to you is...
Let me answer your question. Okay, when you're giving somebody the back tie, you're giving a tenth away no matter what. I mean, you're giving a tenth away if they don't sleep. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you sleep on the move, you can get 3/10. I know where you're going there. That's if you sleep on the move. But like JJ say, you leave with them, you giving up maybe the same thing you giving up with the back tie.
You see what I'm saying? Okay, so now, I heard what you're saying. So now let me ask y'all a good question, and I want somebody to help me make it make sense. Now, you said, what if he flinched? How you know he's flinching in his car?
Because I answer that question. That car can't rock or move. That's a flinch. If that car rock, move, if you do anything stupid in that car, and that car move any bit, not you as a person in there flinching, but if the car move, back up, go forward with anything, fall dead, any kind of movement, the other car gonna leave. He's not going to sit there and wait for you to roll out and take off. Nobody going to be that crazy to wait for you to actually start moving. They're going to wait for that car to make any kind of movement when the tree falls.
Right. I understand what you're saying. So you waiting to watch a car move versus me and you still leaving at the same time, and you may be in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Your car may be sitting in front of me. True enough, your car may be sitting in front of me. But we both leaving when this tree drops.
Okay.
And I can still cut a tree. I can still cut a tree. With that back
tire. But see, you're still going off.
Now you're going off
if something happens. Now you're saying if. What if that car you giving the back tire steal that tree on your ass? He's just as bad of a driver as you are. And he leaves first. Now he got the back tire
and the move.
So
that's
going,
what I was
you're going
saying.
Off if,
that's what I was saying when
you're
before
out,
you got in.
You going off
I, right. I was saying as a driver, it takes less off of me as the pressure of me, just me. This is my preference of giving somebody the move. I ain't got to worry about being on top of the tree because if you're racing anybody, grudge race, they pretty good on the tree. So now I'm not worried about trying to beat them off the tree even more to get this back tie back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just in there. I just got to leave when you leave. I ain't got to worry about red light. You red light, you lose. You know what I'm saying? So it's less pressure on me as a driver to get somebody to move than you get a back tire. Because if I sleep, if I fuck up and sleep, he cut a 007. I cut like a fucking 107 light. That boy just got the move and the back tire. Now I'm going to try to come run him back down and whatever.
Yeah, I can understand Charles' concept, though. I do understand that. Yeah, I can see that, but...
It's just less pressure to me, on me. That's how I feel. It's just less pressure. It's like two things I got to worry about.
Man, I ain't trying to be funny. If I give you the break, that means I got to worry about picking your ass up and coming around your punk ass. That's a lot.
The same thing with the back tire. That's the same thing with the back tire. Okay, look at it like this. B, we both cut a 76 light. You ain't never getting that back tire back unless you walk around. I'm leaving with that back tire. If we both cut a 76 light, you cannot get that back. And I look at it,
okay,
the movie, we head up break. We head up break, you might get a half a car from it.
Okay, but if I'm already if I'm already a tenth faster than you, shit. I'm coming around your ass.
Well, I'm trying to speak without speaking. If I'm giving you either one of them, you got to struggle. But I'm just telling you. You see what I'm saying? Either one I'm giving you, I got you covered.
I got
right,
you covered.
Right. But listen, Troy,
we ain't going off of right now if you have somebody covered. We're just going off of, hypothetically speaking, what can happen.
Right.
So we ain't going off of if you got somebody covered or not. We just going off what you prefer. Because, you know, that's a part of grudge raising. Of course I think I got your ass covered if I'm going to give you that. But what if I really don't got you covered?
And let me give you another reason why I prefer it. Because when you tell a motherfucker you give them the move, but when you tell somebody you get a move, you're going to make them do some shit they ain't got no business doing. Because nobody gives nobody the move. That's why I love it. I tell a motherfucker, fuck that. I take that, lock that in. You see what I'm saying? That's why I prefer to do it. Because nobody likes giving them, oh, man, that motherfucker getting the move. Hell no, I can't do that. Shit, I said quick in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so what it's coming down to, Troy, you got to be as good as Troy on the light. That's what he says. He's so good with he's so confident with himself on cutting a light. I feel that's why he's more comfortable with giving a move. Also, I like that concept with the psychological, war play. Yeah, I see that.
But how long does it take the human brain to react to what it sees? How long does it take the human brain to react to what it sees?
Tenth, from 500,000 to a tenth. Before you see in your eyes, before it gets to your hand. Correct.
About a quarter of a second, right?
No, not a quarter. That a quarter of a second, that's 2/10. 250,000, Richard.
Right. Yeah, 250,000.
We gotta go to the next number.
I got Google.
Hey, not to mention, Troy, if I was you, I'd be careful now with giving motherfuckers the move. That's just me because y'all talked about it now.
Right.
You know.
But no, I ain't going to get nobody shit.
Which one is harder, the back tire or the clip? Which one is harder, the back tire or the clip?
Well,
the clear is hard.
That's clear a motherfucker, man.
I ain't bullshitting that clear a motherfucker.
You got to gap a bitch.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
the
got
clear
to gap a bitch.
You got to go 20 miles an hour faster than the next motherfucker.
Right. That means your mind now got to be
like,
dialed in,
listen
man.
To me. You got to say, listen to me. Do y'all understand the clear is? You got to see daylight between your car and the next car. You got to see daylight. That's what the fucking clear is. So when I mean
your back bumper got to be in front of his front bumper.
But with
daylight, perfect example is Chino race and that other car. He gave him what they gave him, the back tire, right? But Chino
gave him
clear.
The back tire.
See,
yeah, if they
would have
clear, if it was a back tire and a clear, Chino would have lost because it was no clear. That's how hard it is to clear, motherfucker, when y'all both rolling through there.
Or maybe Tino just wasn't fast enough to clean.
Oh, God.
No, I actually think he is.
That motherfucker, big time motherfucker was rolling. That big time motherfucker was rolling.
Hey, that big time motherfucker pedaled.
Yeah, he pedaled twice.
Is y'all talking about that like big time pro mod and Chino, the Camaro, the yellow car?
Yeah. Yeah, the trans.
What kind of race was that? Because he ain't got him down there. His ass
would have
been in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no
fucking
daylight between them two cars. His ass
would have
been in trouble, Jack.
Well, they were both moving. Both of them.
Womp, womp.
Hey, quick question. Okay, what's the difference? Well, you know, I've been seeing that top sports, and what that means, is it a little bit heavier or what? Well, what does that mean? Hello.
Yeah, I don't know the definition of a two top sportsman, but I think it's not a pro mod. That's for damn sure. I don't know what's the difference in them. They look alike if you ask me, but I don't know what the difference is.
I think one is just
older, isn't it? Cubic
inch. It possibly could be like the motor weight. Yeah.
I think body and chassis is the same. I think it's motor and cubic inch, you know, motor.
Yeah, it's cubic Let me tell y'all.
Man, y'all be talking about this race and stuff, man. We be having to get that game up. Man, all these cars be different from one another, man. Some of these cars got a hell of a top end. You can be slow. Man, you can be slow from the worst they go to the 330. And your 330 to the 660 can be mean, or vice versa. Your from the worst they go to the 330 can be mean, and you can lay over from the 330 to the 660. So, man, it'd be a lot of shit
you have to put in with
some of these races. You know what I'm saying? On what we'll be giving up and what we'll take. You know what I'm saying? Because you just got to do your homework, man. When you go out there like that, you just gotta do your homework.
832-7458. Your mic open. Who we got? 832-7458.
Hey, JP, that was a good race with Chino in that Grand Am. I bet we see that race again. I bet that dude that had the Grand Am would do that race again.
Oh, yeah. That was a good race. Joe, your mic open. Yeah, it was a good race. I mean, because he barely knows him.
I heard you. Yeah, that race happened again like the Grand Am.
I ain't going to lie. A lot of people like that Grand Am. Shit, there was a lot of people betting with the Grand Am on that race.
The only reason why she don't want that race is because he pedaled. He had a pedal. She know what did.
Oh, man. I'm not dead.
Dead.
What kind of dead was it? I just want to know what kind of dead.
Hey, dead.
They say dead
night.
Ain't but one
dead.
Thing.
Dead. Ain't but one
dead.
Thing, ain't
dead. Deader than a motherfucker.
Yeah, they say dead ain't. They dead ain't but one thing. Deader than a motherfucker. I'm about to say that.
But goddamn, if is a big word.
True.
Yeah.
If was a few, where we all be?
Fucked up like a motherfucker.
Hey.
Well, nah, I think more than a few. I think more than
if money, If my aunt had nuts, she'd be my uncle, right?
But you, hey, you might take more than a fifth, but you take more. You might take more than a fifth, but take that fifth on the empty stomach. You're gonna be drunk.
Yeah, see ya, folks.
Hey, I got a question.
Come on with it.
Come on with it, Joe.
For that race, did they prep the track right before that race, or they just went down the track prepped like from cars before that?
I don't think they did shit. I think they just.
They just both went down.
No, they
prepped it two passes before they went down.
Oh, two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to know.
Yes, sir.
Where's Ethan at? That's what I want to know. Where Ethan at?
I don't know.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You still on the Christmas list for that one. Real close.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna go and see it on the recording line. I'm scared of you, K-Dawg. I can't do nothing with you down there shooting guns and shit. I don't fuck around with gangsters.
Nah, man. It blew up. The internet blew up.
No.
Who you wrong?
No. Internet, let me tell you something. Internet is just like them old school commercials or the old school Armour commercial. You can go be all you can be. You hear what I'm trying to tell you? You can be all you can be, man. So I ain't believing nothing that internet said, man. You don't like the Armour gang, nigga.
Like I said earlier, good luck this weekend going down there. Kick a little ass and take name, but as soon as you get back and set that little trophy up in that money now, I'm on your heels, Jack. Just letting you know.
I'm a duck. I'm saying right now.
I'm going to shoot low, he crawling. They told me about this. Shoot low, he crawling.
Okay. Get low. Okay.
Right. Okay. Nah, you know, I'll junk aside, man. Good luck down there this weekend, man. Whoever's in
there, appreciate
you. Back on.
Don't duck down there.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Good luck.
We're gonna go down there and show these fine King,
for those that don't know, man, let everybody know. What's going on down there? You in the shootout, right? Yeah. Eight car shootout.
G by the shootout.
Do you know who all in it? They already put their deposits up,
so it's already solid. Can't nobody come in the gate and jump in the shootout because it's already solid. So we already know who is who. We got I don't look at the text. I ain't got my phone close by me, but I'm about the top of my head. I know it's me. We got BLM. We got Ho Daddy. We got Trailer Trash. We got Betty Wright. We got Lockdown. We got Sub-Zero.
Bad boys in there.
So we got that Texas representative going down there.
Well,
you said it's an 8-car shootout down there in Steel.
I think and Big Jake supposed to got a call. Ain't nobody seen no pictures of it or nothing to that standard or something like that. And they got him. And for somehow, some way, I don't know how they made this rule or whatever they did. I don't know. It's supposed to be a Chevelle or something. I know that's an A body.
A Malibu.
It's a
Malibu, but it ain't a G body Malibu.
I don't know if they put G-body parts on that motherfucker or what.
Man, that's bullshit, bro.
God,
there ain't no G-body.
Man, I swear, God, I said the same goddamn thing. I don't know what the fuck they did. You did what I'm saying? But I caught in late. I don't know.
That
motherfucker running all the G-body shootouts, B. That black
one? Nah, it ain't the black one. It's a maroon. It's like a maroon red one. He's supposed to be coming from Carolina or somewhere or something. I don't know nothing about him.
409-5911. Your mic open.
My bad, I ain't pressing nothing.
But I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm going down there getting that shootout, man. I got my A game on. So we're gonna bring the pressure like that, you know what I'm saying? Bring it in however it go. You know, if I come across a good a good grill is great. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere after the shootout, shit, I'm gonna get that on too. You know what I'm saying? So just going down there. That's how I'm starting my year off on the fuck how I turn out to.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. As I say, I gave my blessing on down there. Do what you got to do. Now you representing us. I know whole daddy representing us too, but you know. You on the line, and you know you backliner. And I consider you all right sometimes, so you know I'm gonna be riding with you.
Yeah, sometimes. Don't knock the head off.
My man.
Now go get him, though. No bullshit. Go get him, man.
That's what I was telling you on the post. I'm like, man, I ain't throwing them eyes up being like that. I've been throwing them eyes up. Where that be at? Where, you know, talk some shit to them boys. Let them know ain't no soft shit going on.
Yeah, look, I've been watching them, man. I just been kind of seeing they're a little subtle. So, you know, I'm gonna stay a little subtle just for a little bit. But y'all know how
well, I looked on the post and I didn't see you tried to make a first round call out. Ain't nobody said nothing.
Oh, I see, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's what I'm saying. So that let me know. So either they already scared or something. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know how much pressure. I put a little pressure out there, and I ain't know why. I'm like, well, damn.
Put a little pressure out there, and ain't bust no pipes. Huh? Ain't nobody buzz.
That truck would have hung with the best of them this weekend. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
I chimed in late, so shit. How many grudge rushes was done? And you know, shit, y'all got any, you know, the reports on grudge races?
Mr. Rogers said we had 12. Was it 12 confirmed grudge races?
Yeah, it was 12 confirmed. We had advertised 15, but we had about 5 or 6 that didn't go on, but we still had 12. So really, actually, grudge races, some of the races happened at the track. So we still, so we advertised 15 and we got 12 off overall.
Oh, okay. So
I like that average.
And Chino was the bat of the week.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Ken Poe, appreciate
Chino
it.
Chino was the bat of the week, man.
And he didn't get his little ass on there and say nothing. He ain't,
he on here listening now.
Oh, I know he on here listening.
He be on here listening now. I ain't gonna lie. Chino be the first one call in every week. He the first one call in. The one that don't do no talking. He the first one to call in.
Oh, that's good. Well, he probably ain't up floating right now. He got the bat of the week. He probably floating around the room.
I seen James K posted a picture. They had HMP testing, so I guess they're trying to get a little faster for White Chocolate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They locked that in. White Chocolate.
I like white chocolate all day. Anybody?
I'm the DP man.
Womp womp.
They are locked in, yes sir.
Okay, what are we supposed to go down there?
That big Jake?
Jake race next week.
Yeah, next week the Jake race.
I think it's next Friday, matter of fact.
Now they moved it to Saturday, didn't they?
Yeah, they're going to do it Saturday. They weren't going to have time to do it
Saturday,
Friday. They're going to do it first round of the shootout.
Yeah.
And that's this weekend?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's next weekend.
Next Saturday.
Gotcha.
Say, Joe, get out of the DP man business.
Man, go to sleep.
Okay. Now, where's my pocket?
That man told you. Who your pocket?
Where's my buddy Ethan at, man?
Ethan must still be at work.
Oh, he got to
be. Hold on. Here you go. You finally heard his name. Come on, Ethan. Your mic open.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
There go my damn partner right there. Nobody move, nobody.
There he is. Hey man, appreciate the kind word, man. I had I was out here earlier, then I had to jump off and go put these damn lights in my wife's truck, and then I kind of jumped back on. But I appreciate the kind word, man. But now, you know, I got, like I say, you know, the first year I came, I think that's my third time coming to your race. You know, the first year before I knew anybody, I kind of did JP the same way. I mean, I seen y'all, but like I tell people, man, when people be moving around and handling their business, I don't be wanting to be no burden and bother nobody. So I did JP the same way. And he got on my ass. He told me, don't never do that. Then I did Troy like that the same way. He was like, man, don't never do nothing like that. So, you know, I just... Like I say, man, when people be doing their thing, I just kind of just be sitting back in the cut, chilling, man, letting them handle their business. But, nah, I appreciate it, though, man. Like I say, y'all, my racing brother, y'all like family to me, man. So, you know. And then, like I said, when I started hood, you know, I ain't got no big family. I'm the only child. So, I look at all my racing brothers. I mean, I know a lot of people be like, man, this business just racing, but... Even with the competition, you know, I look at everybody like brothers and sisters, man. So
yeah,
but you know, like I appreciate the words and everything, and you know, y'all, like I say, support me and checking on me and looking out for me. But y'all appreciate everything.
Yeah, and I'm doing like JP and Troy did. You don't do that to me no more. We were actually engaged in a conversation, and we didn't know. I didn't get to change it all that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? And I come back, you be talking to Troy. Troy said, you know what it is? I say, no. And then I heard him talk. I said, man, that's Ethan. God damn, he didn't say nothing.
Nah, you left out the good part. I told your daughter that just when your daddy come back, tell him a dude just bought a shirt and he said he the first one to ever do it.
And she didn't care because when I came back, I was straight to you to your money.
I probably confused it because I said tell him Dallas was the first one to buy a shirt and walk off or something. I told her like that, but I figured if she told you that, you'd be like, oh, goddamn, this motherfucker hurt.
Ethan, I wish I would have caught you. Ethan, I wish I would have caught you first. It took a while to get you a couple dollars to bring me a shirt back. Okay, dog, I'm going to have to send you my address. You're going to have to mail my shit.
Oh yeah, I got a small. What time did you get out of there?
I made it. When I text you, I made it right at 11:45, about 12.
I should have told you to hold up.
I'm
riding
with you.
That is the first one to lie on the talk, though. That is the first. There you go.
Dallas, the first one to do it.
Yeah, man. But now, I mean, like I say, next time I plan on, if October looking good, I plan on bringing that car down now. And like Mr. Richard online, I might try my idol down there too. If I keep that car together, I'm coming down there and try my idol.
Damn, who was that?
Who was your idol?
Huh? He got the same car I got. And hey, who was he just told me something. I just heard some good stuff too. So I got some game. I'm just guessing you saying you really like what's drawn on trial. Oh shit, it sounds like not the trouble too. Y'all ain't asking for the move. And then I, if I like I say, I told him good. If my, if that rag motherfucker still together, I'm come down there and try to try, man. Yep. So that's gonna be the one who did it first. So Dallas gonna be the one who did it first. Cross trial down there. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, sir. Get with James. Hey, giving out guapos and buckshot. Hey, now I know I'm out of line. I know that might be by a long shot, but like I told him, man, I can't speak for everybody in Dallas, but I'm old school. I'm just gonna get up there and try some. You never know, it might be my lucky day. So
Wait a minute, Ethan. We still up one on them, because guess what?
I'm Dallas,
and I called Joy out there fresh off the goddamn ranch with a brand spanking new car last year. He was there, man. Dallas the first motherfucker who did it, bro. Dallas, man.
You're right.
Hey.
I'll be the first shit. I figure Mr. Watson fell out the show, man. Hey, wait a minute. Don't call that man no Mr. Troy. That's Hunk.
It just happened.
Shit,
it just happened calling him
yeah.
over the years.
Yeah, it is, but he's still on. That's our on.
But look, the picture on Facebook, he earned the name on, because he come back through there smoking a cool filter king with the window down his hand out the window like he's going to go pick up somebody.
Hey, that boy was jamming. But y'all gotta see how he did like the old folks. He looked at everybody. He reached over and turned that radio up like the old folks be doing. Start bobbing his head like, yeah.
I think that boy might have been jamming that MC Breed or something.
I don't know what he was jamming. I know I saw him blow that cool.
And that boy was jamming.
That boy came back through that gym.
Yeah, he blew that cool. I don't know what he was jamming. He blew that cool for the King out the window.
I told you know what he was jamming. Hey, that boy was jamming D Nice. That's what he was jamming.
I don't know.
D Nice. That's exactly what he was jamming. I heard it.
But look,
because I started laughing when I seen him smoking that cigarette.
On that first race, I bet he ate that cigarette. On that first race, he ate the square. He ain't smoking. He ate the square at that first race.
You talking about the first race when he was in the shootout?
No, when he was running that little Fairmont.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that was in the shootout. That was a
grudge, right? No, that was grudge. Yeah, it wasn't a shootout. It was
grudge. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, them folks on the side like talking. He smoking cigarette in there? I said, yeah, he's smoking a cigarette. He ain't playing no game. He's for his nerves. It looked cool, but he's trying to calm his nerves down. That's what he's doing. He's going to blow a square. Now, once he put that square out, you're in trouble coming to the station lane. I'm going to let you know now. He's going to blow that square out, walk around the car. But once he put that square out, you better be ready. Just word to the wise. once he put that square out in the station lane, drinking the time to get to the business.
Don't be telling all my secrets, dog. He can't just put it out. He gotta put it out and then step on it and move his foot up and on side to side. That's how he do. He gotta make sure it's out first. And then that's when he's ready.
That's when he's ready. He got to die. He got to fill the cigarette first. Then he got to, he's ready.
Step on it and then turn on it.
Not with them big old boots on.
Them damn boots, man. I'm so sick of them boots. 20 pounds in the car.
Big old boots.
That man do everything in them boots. What's all day in them boots.
Hey. One thing about it, you know he gonna flow it with them heavy ass boots on.
Oh yeah,
man, I got racing shoes on. Stop it, man! I be having racing shoes on. Stop!
Oh, I ain't never looked at that. I ain't gonna lie to you. I started looking at you when you put your cigarette out. That's my walk up point.
But the boots be in the back seat though, in both cars.
Oh, just in case you get ugly.
Yeah.
You got to fight down there on the big end if somebody don't like what happened. You have to put
your boots on.
My bad. I'm bad. I didn't click off.
Yeah, they said you ate that cigarette on their first race, Troy. They said you ate the cigarette. That was true. You didn't smoke. You ate the cigarette. Was that true or no?
Yeah, that part too. Oh. I didn't do my
you
ritual
thought
shit.
You thought you did the skull? You ate it, man. Well, that's cool, man. Kind of like a cool filter came to me. I don't know.
How many things did Detroit smoke after you told him that white car ain't that big pressure?
Oh, man. I was on the mic.
Hey, that race wrong?
No, man. See, look, I'm going to tell y'all what happened. This is a talk show, but I got to tell y'all why. Big pressure had broke. Saturday. They had the lock it, but they said a week of. You know, you had a break clause up until the week of, which would have made it Monday. But Big Pressure called me Saturday and said he had broke his car. But me knowing my homeboy, my teammate, if I'd have told him Saturday Shotwell was broke, he wasn't going to be there, he wasn't going to bring his car. So I let him believe he had a race with Shotwell up until he got to the track. So when he got to the track, he had it locked in the whole pot. So when he got to the track, he had Shotwell where his car was. Shotwell's car wasn't there. So he's like, man, where's my money? Whoop-de-whoop. And Shotwell like, I don't know you no money. Just that. So he come walking up to me with a cigarette in his mouth. I said, hold up, man. The man called me Saturday. It's over with.
What?
I said, yeah, it's over with, man. I did. I just want you to bring your car. He gives you number last. So
okay.
Hey, did he call you a big head? Hey, did he call you a big head?
Yeah, he did. He walked off with me. I was just one that time. No, not been a couple of them, but just that time I won. He walked off.
Yeah. Hey, that's favorite word, big head motherfucker.
Hey, JP, he got me good though. I ain't gonna lie, he got me good. CCP, he got me. I ain't gonna lie. I'm about to be somewhere else for some fuck out money. He said, man, you better go talk to Dawg.
Wow. Hey, appreciate the real talk for the fans. We appreciate stuff like that, man. Cause a lot of times we don't know, you know, especially with what now, we don't see. Get a chance to see what's going. You know, we don't know what's going on, and even if the fans are there, they don't know the inside of it. And you know, sure, I thought that Paramount race was I thought he was in the hit list. I thought he was in the inside his own shootout. So that's what I thought that was going on. And I didn't know that was a grudge race, but appreciate the info on Big Pressure and his race being called off.
Hey, I didn't know that. Street Sweeper. I thought the same thing, too, because I had just kind of got to the track around that time. So when they came up, I'm like, damn, what is Troy doing? He running in his hit list? Or, you know, I was kind of the same way till I found out they were just shaking down or whatever. But I was like, what the hell?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's when I had made, you know, I seen the video and I had made a comment on it. I say, okay, I see what Troy did, man. That was honorable of him, but, shit, that was a grudge race, so I know he ain't like that then. I'm going back on me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that was a grudge race. That was a grudge race, Troy? I thought that was just, y'all was just shaking down.
No, that was a grudge race.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought initially when I walked up there. I was like, so I think the hit list came up right after that. That's why I was like, is this part of the hit list?
Now, you know, Dan wasn't either one of them cars running 490. Like, why y'all trying to be funny from the drawer? Now, it was cool for him to smoke the cigarette, bang the screw and all that. Y'all know God. Y'all know God.
Well,
boy,
your partner, hey, JP, your partner don't even let you have dreams, huh? He'll shoot your dreams down.
Hey,
guy.
Hey, well, all I'm going to say is this, man. Everybody that did have a grudge race, make sure y'all go to the Texas Grudge Committee page, post y'all grudge races so the people on the committee can see the video. And they can put you in the books so they know you had a grudge race. You don't post it, you won't get credited for it. It'll be like shooting a blank.
So, Troy, you know, since, you know, your multiple success with wins in your cars this weekend, who you got on your mind? You know, I mean, after a big win and shit, I would want to draw on somebody, but, you know, I'm just being concerned.
Man,
you know,
Street Sweeper, we take it week by week, man. We just kind of like laying low to see what comes across K-Dog desk and just take it easy.
Okay, tenfold. I can accept that approach. You know what I mean? But you know, just as a fan, you know, I also like to, like, you know, like to get the juices flowing. You know, see, just, you know, whatever y'all got going on, just make sure I can share. You know, and I try to get it out there as much as I can. You know, tenfold.
Control, I ain't gonna lie to you, Troy. I seen that one race and your goddamn man looked like a little Israel Hood over there. He came back. He good. I ain't good. At first, they were looking like they look Israel Hood.
Hey, look, I was in the car. Hey, B, this is how I can tell my car on the deeper pass. My radio fall out, right? My radio didn't even move. I was like, man, what the? I'm looking down at the screen. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this shit?
That motherfucker was over there. He was struggling, boy. That motherfucker said, toot, toot.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
What'd he say? I bet if he's still in that closet, she ain't in there no more. God damn, Troy, what the fuck are you doing, man? But you came back and you redeemed yourself, so that's why I said you got
damn. And I had to. I appreciate it. Then we had the fireworks at the end of the show. You know how you can have fireworks for the end of your show? We had to send it off like that.
Man, listen to me. I think that was a good. I ain't never been fishing, but from what I done seen on TV, how them folks, the professional people fish, that was a good hook 'em and book 'em, brother. I seen it. He motherfucker left out on you ass. He left out on your ass. You had to run, catch the reel. You know how they do. I don't know what kind of fishing it is, but when they be on the boat and they leave the reel or the pole or the fishing line, whatever.
Yeah,
you know how they leave it there and they be having to watch and wait till that motherfucker zing out. They like, oh shit, I gotta run and go grab him and try to reel it back in. See, that was you. I seen you when you did it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody left, he's way out there, you got there, you hair up, you got him, and then when you seen him, you said, hell, he getting a little rough, so I ain't got nothing else to do. So you pull out your little gun and say,
hey, that was a big gun, man.
Yeah. Crocodile Dundee style. Yeah, Crocodile Dundee style. Yeah.
Hey, JP said he gonna put a GoPro in the car. I said, boy, you don't do that, because I dropped that brake. I seen that shit. I said, oh, shit. I said, damn. I said, whoa, we out there. But man, we had a good time, man. Man, you know what got me? No, man, the crowd was interacting with everybody, man. It was a good laid back Saturday, man. You know, dog was on my ass, hanging out the window, Miss Graham. You know, but you know, I told him, I tried to explain to him why I hang out the window, because I can't see, because I'm short. I can't see, but he still think I'm at a parade and shit.
He
I
put
do
you
in a parade. I ain't gonna lie, baby. Like,
so we need to get you a Flocko pillow.
And Mardi Gras.
Get your Flocko pillow in there. Put up under put in the seat. Yeah, it definitely was good, man. And one thing I can say, man, I was standing over there. My K-Dog, he was on the mic. They was goddamn coming up to him, man. They was announcing they had grudge races. They was steady coming up, you know. People wanted to be announced, you know, like you say, especially with all the media there, man. Hey, everybody.
And the media, I ain't gonna lie, JP made it feel like Lifetime, man. God dang.
Yeah,
them
yeah.
Photographers. Man, shout out to the photographers. Any photographers, listen, man, y'all did y'all job. Y'all got more pictures than pictures allowed. I mean, y'all was snapping left and right, and there were so many of them. And I really appreciate the love and support y'all came by and did y'all thing. Cause they was on it.
Tenfold, yeah, it's quite a few good looking videos and stuff and pictures I saw to piggyback on what you're saying. So I agree with you there, Mr. Waffle. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Kato, real quick. So how many grudge races you had and what's your record for the weekend?
Cicada on a fellow.
He's still on
it. I guess, Mr. Troy, I can ask you, you know, how many y'all had and what's the record?
For camp one?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, in like the fans, you know, on the camp.
We had three, lost one.
Oh, okay, 10, folks. So, Miss Graham was victorious with both of hers?
No, Miss Graham had one. Shakedown in the grudge race.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And the Gutler Cutlers had, what, two?
Two and lost one, yes.
10, folks. Hey, man, I appreciate you giving an update to the fans that's trying to follow what's going on, especially at Hell at Dell, man. You know, like I said, I haven't got caught up on the videos myself because I'm still winding down from my birthday weekend. So, yeah, I'm going to try to catch up on all other videos I've seen out there from the guys that's here locally.
in Houston. That's 10 folks.
Yes,
sir. Oh, yeah, man. They said it. They said it posting. It seemed like they all dropping them at the same time. They editing and dropping them at the same they everybody dropping their version of the shootouts at the same time. Looking like they all in cahoots together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so far, yeah, man, you know what? Yeah, the work that these guys been doing, man, you can tell that they love their craft. You understand what I'm saying? You can tell when a person put they all in what they believe in and their craft. I can respect the person that can put some heart and soul in what they work does. I mean, in the work that they does, they provide for the public, you know. And, it's been very informative so far. So I look forward to continue to watch as I recuperate, you know, in this damn wheelchair and everything. But, I'm going to try to get out there and make sure I plan to be there in Houston. Be at HMP races and stuff like that in the future. So I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? I'm watching so I can make sure I can plan to be there, Ken. And I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Man. Them guys definitely, man, like shit. even shit, the local guys and even, like I say, them Forever Grudge guys, man, them guys, shit, they come from Mississippi. So they left at fucking, I think he said they left at about 3 in the morning just to try to get there, you know, on time.
Okay.
Yeah. And then even, you know, even everybody else, you know, the ones that came from Dallas and, man, like I say, I don't even know where really everybody was from. I just know we had a bunch of people, like, after the race was over, seeing all the stuff, man, I just seen all the pictures and that people was posting. I'm like, damn, that person was there. That person was there. You know, like, hell, we didn't even know who was who.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
You mean you mentioned the wheelchair, man? What happened to you?
Oh, man, real quick, just to sum it up, I had an 18-wheel accident maybe I want to say back in, like, 2009 or 2010 that, being a young man, you know, you sometime overlook what your body is telling you, and shit, my neck end up fusing together, then along with a diagnosis of neuropathy going on, along with knee surgery on my back, compressed disc. So it's hitting me out at the same time. It started out last year around this time. You know, I had a couple of falls, and then all of a sudden, you know, I lost movement in my legs, you know. And once I lost movement and functioning in my legs, yeah, it's pretty much over with that until I can locate some proper treatment, you know. And doctors are talking about, you know, surgery, but at the same time, you know, I'm on hold right now. But I appreciate that. And yeah, that's what's going on, you know.
Appreciate for a speedy recovery, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't know what you needed, man. Yeah, proud of you, bro. I didn't know that.
I'm glad to hear you on the show. And shit, it's always good to have you on, brother.
Yeah, like I said, I appreciate it.
I heard you too. I just didn't want to. I ain't want to be asked a question like that, so Troy did a good job of going to bring it out, man. But, you know what I'm saying, we just pray for you to see the recovery on my end.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate all of what y'all saying, man, because, you know, you be, and I can get too deep on it, you know, but I'm just taking this opportunity to explain something. You know, you take for granted, you know, you could take for granted the abilities that you have. As far as 10 toes, 10 fingers, to get up and down and walk, you never know
You know, you never know. And we take advantage of that. I mean, you know, what I'm trying to say is be thankful for whatever situation you got going on. Just be thankful. And you know, because it was hard. It was hard for me mentally to go from being able to do everything to needing some assistance, help, just to put on a pair of socks, bro. So appreciate the love, man, and y'all keep me motivated to stay focused and get on back up out this chair and get back on my feet like I need to. So appreciate it, man.
You will in due time, man. You will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
409-9715. Your mic open. Who we got?
Oh, no. Is that true?
409-9715. They ain't paying attention. They just listening.
It sound like Slick.
Huh?
It sound like Slick, baby. It sound like Lil Huckle Slick, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes when you click over and click back, I don't know if it's depending on your phone. I think sometimes it automatically throw you in the queue. Put your hand up. Man, look, man, ain't nobody else got nothing, man. We had a good show tonight. I appreciate everybody. Man, I guess we got to look forward to whatever's going to be happening in the summertime. At Evadale, Texas.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a date. I'll let you know first when I get a date. We're working on a date right now.
Yep.
Y'all
that,
welcome
man,
for the
I
good
say,
topic
man.
For tonight.
Yeah, Larry. You good for something.
I'm down to that. Mike or whatever you call it.
Even though it's
MC Fatback.
MC Wineback.
MC Wineback. I'm calling MC Hot Dog. MC Hot Dog.
And even though it was left over topic, it was a good topic. It was left
over. Yeah, man, but hey,
hey,
I appreciate y'all, man.
You learned a lot over the
Yeah, you learn a lot, huh? You learn a lot from a dummy, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, man, but look, man, appreciate everybody, man. I say everybody came out, man. Texas Radio Roundup, Big Jake the week after, man. Y'all go support. Catch y'all next week.
I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. Got the police busting at me. But they can't do nothing to us. Stop the car.